The past 2 years have been hard on amateur theatre groups, which have faced financial hardship amid the heartbreak of cancelled shows. But the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions is allowing them to tread the boards again. Jimmy Ellingham has more.
That's the Godspell cast from Act 3 Productions in Palmerston North. Manager Maren Osborne says everyone is thrilled to perform again.
These guys, they're so happy to actually be able to get out in front of an audience again, to have people coming in and hopefully enjoying the show and just seeing live theatre again, which is something that has been sadly missing.
Act 3 Productions managed a few nights of the Queen-inspired We Will Rock You last year before the August lockdown. And in 2020, Sister Act was played to audiences segmented into bubbles of 100.
It has been very tough financially. We've had many times when we've looked at how are we going to survive. We've just been going out, trying for grants all the way through. Yeah, and that's how we have managed to survive.
Dunedin's Repertory Society is putting on a sold-out season of the classic Agatha Christie murder mystery The Mousetrap, although the theatre is at reduced capacity. Society President Gemma Adams says it hasn't been hit as badly as other companies because it owns its building and employs no staff. In the past 2 years, it's had to cancel three of the six school holiday shows it's famous for, and even now putting on a performance is far from the way it was.
We've had masked rehearsals, which has been really hard on the directors and the team. There have been isolations and people have caught COVID throughout the rehearsal period and the preparations. And I believe the first time everybody was at a rehearsal, the full cast and crew were together, was awfully close to opening night.
Nelson Musical Theatre President Robbie Burns says it's staging smaller shows this year. Last year it cast and had rehearsals for three productions, including Mary Poppins, that never made the stage because of COVID disruptions. He says the society has lost sponsorship and those involved in shows have lost heart.
Surprisingly, a lot of the actors we have had this year are not the ones we were working with last year. The ones last year are still hurting from the time which they gave and lost confidence with being able to get out there and actually do these shows.
Robbie Burns says for amateur theatre to survive, people need to turn off Netflix for a night and come out. The pleasure of seeing an audience enjoy a show in Palmerston North is something Maren Osborne can't wait to experience.
It's just going to feel so good to be able to actually stand at the back of the auditorium and see a sea of people, heads, looking at the stage and enjoying it.
Theatre companies around the country are hoping this will once again be a common sight.